The Climate Justice Concert, which took place at the August 7th Memorial Park in the heart of Kenya capital city Nairobi, was organized to create an awareness on the issue of climate change and challenges it posed to the African continent. Mr. Wuria believed that this year's climate change conference coming up in Durban, South Africa, between 28 November to 9th December, will be an avenue for Africans to voice their challenges and look for ways in adapting to climate change. He expressed displeasure that so far, previous climate change conferences has not proffered the solution to the challenges of climate change, but used as an economic and political tools by world leaders.
If we have an African position, let's all stand to that African position. African countries don't trust the Europeans, and China doesn't trust America. There's no honest engagement during the COP process. You need to have some moral principles. You need to be honest. You need to have a fair agreement to be committed to. When you say you are financing Africa this much, let's be committed and give that finance. African leaders as well, they need to be also committed to the African people.
The concert was made free to attract lots of fund seekers, but also used as an avenue to communicate the phenomenon of climate change and how people could adapt to it and be more environment friendly. Kenyan's musicians such as Achieng, Abura and Juliani lend their voice to the climate change cause as they urge other African artists to use their music to communicate climate change.
The polluter, Martin. What is the value of the African life today? Why is the African life so low? In famine, drought and starvation, the most cruel death. We want the information on the environment.
The climate justice caravan is made up of about 200 youths from across Africa and Europe, and they'll be leaving Kenya to travel through Tanzania, Malawi, Botswana, Zambia and up to South Africa to attend the climate change conference. I am Tina Armstrong reporting from Kenya.